Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, old friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
Blammo.
All right, everyone, back to work.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Here it is.
Well, back to work.
And have fun, whether you like it or not.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
It's showtime, folks.
Here we are, show number 1828, Carla.
Nice.
With the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is 6:06 and already Wednesday morning.
Yes, it is. We're halfway through the work week.
That quick.
Right.
And by the way, do you still do the Blammo on your Facebook Live?
Occasionally I do. I don't do it as often, but occasionally I do.
Okay.
And there it is. Yep, there it is.
Right
there. There it is. Yeah.
Blammo.
Yes, I get sidetracked, oddly enough. It's like, Blammo! Yes!
Okay, well, I just thought I'd bring that back.
I do, though. I do still do it. So, Okay. Yes, I do.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the upper 60s today, tomorrow. Only about 43 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news. Got that coming up for you in a couple of minutes.
Well, first of all, can I just say, Morty, the Shamrock Shake is back officially. Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Today.
Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. And I will tell you, actually, he will tell you why Bruce Springsteen sounds the way he does.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
Yep. There's an explanation.
Cleveland rocks.
Yep.
All right. More on that and other stories. Entertainment coming up. After Billy Joel, only the good die young.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Al Pacino's 43-year-old girlfriend says she broke up with him because he's old. He's 79 years old. She said, it's hard to be with a man so old, even Al Pacino. Oh, and he's also cheap. He only brought me flowers.
Oh.
Well, okay.
She didn't know going in he was old?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's always been 36 years older than you, so come on.
It's not going to change.
No. She said, how can I say politely that he didn't like to spend money? Did you not see that cheap part coming early on, I guess?
I guess it clearly wasn't about the love.
No.
There were some other things.
Yeah. He never bought a comb. I mean, do you think that maybe...
Not lately.
Wow. Oddly enough, he has never been married. He has three kids with two different women, but he has never been married, Al Pacino.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Maybe we know why now, because he's cheap.
Yeah, he's cheap.
So maybe that's why. Bruce Springsteen, he says actually he's never really liked his voice, but he kind of had to make do.
I've learned to sing pretty well with it, given what I was handed. People who have a really great instrument, Sam Moore from Sam and Dave, or Marvin Gaye, or Rod Stewart's got a great, Bob Seger has a great instrument. You know, I'm never going to record definitive versions of someone else's songs. That's why I have to write.
Yeah, he's done okay, though, you know.
Not bad.
With what God gave him.
But I understand what he's saying with that voice.
Yeah,
he's not going to cover other people's songs because he can't do them justice.
No, exactly.
Although I disagree. I think he would do very well.
Well, probably. But I've got news. Not a lot of people can cover his songs because part of his sound is his sound.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of what makes his songs.
Yeah.
So good for you, Bruce. I'm glad you've done okay. And Janet Dubois from Good Times. She died on Monday. She was 74 years old. Now, no word on the cause of death. She played the neighbor, Wilona. She was kind of a smart aleck neighbor. She also co-wrote and sang Moving On Up, the theme song, of course, from the Jeffersons. Yeah, she's the one who sang that.
And wasn't she like Janet Jackson's character's stepmother or something, or guardian?
Yeah, wasn't her guardian, I think, something like that, as I recall.
Yeah.
So I always wondered early on, it's like, where did Janet Jackson, what is
she? All of a sudden popped up.
Where does she belong? Yes, but she liked JJ, so there was that.
Mm-hmm.
That is my take for now, brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union Banking with a bonus.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny, and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, in last hour's replay of the other news from yesterday, you had mentioned the guy who set the record
for
balloon popping with his feet.
With his feet.
With his feet.
And
we were trying to imagine what that would sound like. It was almost like those,
bubble wrap?
Bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap? Yeah.
And we weren't too far off. Here it is. I found some sound.
3, 2, 1, there. Go.
Yeah. Okay.
These are balloons he's popping with his feet. Okay. How did I do?
2369.
Nice. Yeah, listen, guys, if you can't get dates, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing wrong. I really don't. I don't know. This guy's stepping on balloons.
How can he not get a date?
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy did it the right way as opposed to the story John had yesterday.
Yes, he's not a fraud.
With the sparklers.
Yeah.
Cheaters.
Because
please,
their crown was taken away because they had people lighting them and then handing them to the... Yeah. Alleged record holders.
Right.
Like that guy having his friends come in and help pop the balloons. That's not how it works.
You don't do that. No, if you're going to set a real Guinness World Record, you're a big nerd all on your own. Hello. I don't need any friends helping me step on balloons. I'll tell you that right
now. And on the flip side of all this, the Houston Astros.
Oh, please.
Get to keep the rings, get to keep the money, the little tin trophy that they get to keep.
Yes. It's a piece of tin. That's what the baseball commissioner said. Yeah, it's a piece of metal. Listen, if you're a Houston Astros fan, good luck to you this year. And if you're a Houston Astro, even better luck to you this year.
We were talking about it off the air before the show.
Yeah.
I really don't want to be the first batter in spring training.
No.
If I'm a Houston Astro.
And throughout the
season.
Yeah. And not on one of their farm teams either. No. Dude, I'm probably not going up. I'm not going to the bigs.
What's another angle we read about that fans are upset now because of them winning like they did?
Yeah.
Despite the cheating. The ticket prices have gone up.
Yeah.
So even the fans are more upset about this whole thing.
And one of them might sue the team.
We'll talk more about that a little bit after the top of the hour.
It's a swamp. It floods every other year. Come on. It's they got to live in Houston.
No building
something.
No building codes at all. Yeah. It's like, but is this your beautiful mansion next to us?
It's the suburb of Dallas because it's spread out so much.
Yeah.
All
kidding.
Well, just
3, 2, 1, go!
There we go. Many of our P1s are from Houston.
Thank you.
Marty, our name is Chet.
Yeah, please don't be offended. Carla has a few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit.
Still getting robocalls? You might be able to sue them now.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, we'll talk more about that and some other stuff after Human League. Wham! Walking around money. Less than an hour from now, your first chance to score $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. Dirk's on the phone. Dirk, what's up?
Hey, you just about threw me into a heart attack.
What? What freaked you out?
Because the alarm went off, and I'm supposed to work for the I worked for the coroner investigation team for 19 years, and I thought, holy Johnson, here we go.
You work for the coroner?
Yeah, the coroner investigation team for Las Vegas.
So
you always got a good story there. But when the alarm went off this morning, I wasn't ready for that.
Okay, well.
So what woke me up was Mike go springing out of bed. You know, I'm going, holy shit. Are they already dead?
What? What are you talking about?
Anyway, you know, you guys make my day. You know, you're the best. And I thank you for everything you do. And you deserve every dollar you get. And anyway.
All right, we gotta go.
Okay.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Listen, Dirk, if you're using a sleep tracker to help you sleep, it's not working. Yes. Anybody who is, they say now it might make you sleep worse. because you're worried and you're constantly trying to track everything just right. So put it away. Just try to sleep.
Okay.
Wear your sleep tracker. It's not going to help you sleep.
No.
According to a study out of the University of Colorado Boulder, harder to get over a breakup today than it was years ago. We all know that because of social media. Before, you know, breakups always sucked.
Yeah.
But it was easier. Because it was from a, you didn't know what they were doing. Now it's everywhere. You can
right
see
in
the
your
pictures.
Face.
Yeah, they're there. Even if you unfriend them, you can still see pictures of them with other friends, things like that.
Yeah.
Psychologists, researchers say just literally stay offline for a while. If you really want to get over it, stay offline.
I've told other people that have gone through this, the breakup.
Yeah.
You have to stay off social media for at least 3 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Which is
it's
very hard to do.
It
yes,
is.
It's hard to do. In you know, the world we live in and the business we're in, certainly.
Right.
And we all got on the do not call list, remember, back in
yes.
the day? We all got on. And we still get those calls, telemarketers, the scammers, robocallers. Well, in theory now, apparently you can sue over those calls. There's a company called Do Not Pay. They released a product called Robo Revenge. And that can help you trap robocallers. If you sign up, they give you like a burner card to pay. Like if they say you gotta pay for something, okay, I'll pay. You give them the card and it directly traces once they have that where the call came from, and you can sue for up to $3,000 per call under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act.
I like that.
Yeah. Now you can only do it on calls that are based in the U.S. You can't do it with international calls, but that's okay. It's still a good thing. Yeah. It's called, again, Do Not Pay. You might want to look it up.
That's not a scam, though, is it?
No, it is not a scam.
Okay.
That is not, I know.
Okay.
I know, that is not a scam. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 96.3 KLZ.
You know, in those things we think you should know, Carla, you were talking about the robocalls and how you can basically track them down and end up suing them for a certain amount of money.
Right.
I have to tell you that I don't know how many other people have faced this or come up on this, but I almost got scammed last week by somebody posing as Nevada Energy, NV Energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I, thank God, Morty had texted me and said, was the number like this? And I said, yes, it's a scam.
Yeah.
I came back to the office. We started calling the number back.
Mm-hmm.
And I started giving them fake names, fake numbers, stuff like that. They kept hanging up. And I go, oh, my God. They had the NV Energy, like, message.
Right.
The menu.
Yeah.
Everything.
God.
Saying, if you don't pay this amount of money, we're going to turn off your power in like 30 minutes or so. And I had a lot of other stuff going on, so I thought, oh, you know what? Yeah. I got to take care of this now.
Right, right.
But thank God, Morty texted me and said, no, it's a scam. Stand down.
Right, right. I got to be honest. I don't, if it's somebody I just don't know, I don't pick up the phone. I barely, if you leave me a voicemail, sorry, people, I'm not even going to listen to that.
And that's what happened. They left me a voicemail with a number.
Yeah. Because most of these, I know how they get a hold of me. I know how the power company's going to get a hold of me. I know how. It just disgusts me at this point what people will do.
It just caught me off guard.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So just a heads up, there is that scam. And I guess, Morty, you had said it was out there a while ago and now it's back.
Yeah, it was September of last year. It kind of blew up.
Yeah, it's like movies. There's nothing new. They just kind of recycle the old scams.
Well, just be careful.
It just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Anybody else? What's the latest scam that you came up against? Or that caught you off guard, whatever the case may be, to alert other people to say, hey, this is a scam that, you know, my uncle went through that one where the kids call.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandpa, it's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can you help me, bail me out, send me money, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You just have to be careful.
My dad had gotten that call, but he was like, no, first of all, you don't call me Grandpa.
Okay.
And this, no, this is a joke and goodbye. And yeah, but.
702-739-9636.
Man,
and they do get people.
They do.
They almost got me. Just be careful. But the latest scam you've come up against, we were talking about those scams, robocalls. Are you getting them? The new one that's back, Be careful. It's NV Energy calling you.
Yeah.
Well, it's not NV Energy calling, but you think it is.
Right. This is cool. So some of our listeners have given us some really good information, actually. Kevin said, I had someone offer to buy a dress from me on Poshmark, but they wanted to send me a cashier's check for more than the purchase amount, then have me send the change back in cash. I read online that this is a common scam. A real cashier's check, keep this in mind, people, a real cashier's check has the bank's phone number on the front of it. So anyone getting one of those in the mail for a product or service, you should look closely at it. Make sure that your bank, the bank's phone number is on it, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a little more information on there as well.
That's great info.
I know, it is. Adrian says, I received several emails that say, we have evidence of you watching pornography, and if you don't give us $1,000... we're going to send out the evidence to your entire contact list. She said, ha ha, who cares? And I don't care if anyone knows that I watch porn.
Jeez. Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
I literally got one of those robocalls 10 minutes ago.
And it was, on your power bill?
My Microsoft license is about to, it's already expired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this one is occasionally I get this, my own phone number displayed. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, you can pretty much put into your phone, there's a program, very simple, and you just put in any other number that you want to show up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, chances are if you see your own phone number, you're going to call because that, or pick it up because that's weird.
Yeah, and I don't even have a computer, which I thought was interesting. My license is about to expire. I get between 6 and 8 unidentified calls per day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
About half of the voicemails that either owe the income.
It's out of control.
Yeah. Maybe we should
sue. Money or the power company money or, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
I know. Bill, thank you.
Just be careful. Man. All right. Here we go. Your first code word to pick up some wham. Have that for you after Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night.
It's time to win some wham. 963 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Woo! Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. It is time to put a little wham in someone's pocket. This hour's wham code word, dough.
Dough. D-O-U-G-H. Dough.
That's the word you need to text to 59457. Text DOE to 59457 or enter online at 963kklz.com. Again, the word DOE. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Again, this hour's wham code word, DOE. Text it to 59457. You got 15 minutes. Good luck.
If you just missed it, first code word to put some money in your pocket, some wham, a little walking around money. It's dough. D-O-U-G-H. Text that word to 59457. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. Or enter it on our website at 963kklz.com. 808, entertainment news. Carla has another edition of her take coming up.
Yeah, well, Bret Michaels is selling something that you might want to buy.
Talk more about that and some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, people are horrible. Former One Directioner Harry Styles was held up at knife point in London on Valentine's Day. Now, the robber demanded cash, and he had some money on him, so he gave it to him, which is what you're supposed to do. Guy ran off. He was unharmed. They don't know who it was, but people. Horrible. Ben Affleck admits that his biggest regret was his divorce from Jennifer Garner. He says his marital problems led to his relapse into alcohol abuse, which then caused even more problems in the marriage. He has since gone through rehab, and hopefully he can stay clean. And Bret Michaels, he's selling his tour bus for $170,000. Has a bedroom, two bathrooms, a shower, full kitchen, washer, dryer, propane fireplace, heated floors, 5 televisions, GPS system, an electric grill, several sofas. The bus has about 100,000 miles on it, which is nothing. So if you're interested, you can shoot a message to Bret Michaels or his people and let him know. I'm sure it's pretty cool.
Or just talk to him when he, I think he's going to be downtown.
Yeah, he is.
At Fremont Street.
Listen, no, I don't want to, I'm not trying to bother you. I just want to buy your tour bus. That's all
Make
I want.
Make a big sign.
Yeah, I want to buy your, I want your bus. Show me your bus, Brett.
I bet you that's pretty cool.
Oh, and I'll bet they're some stuff, the walls could talk, huh?
Yeah, you might want to clean that out, though, before... For you.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's had this one, however, so it sounds pretty nice. It is Wednesday. That's my take for now, brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union. Banking with a bonus.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week you have a chance to win tickets for Berlin. Our good friend Terry Nunn, Berlin, going to be at Sunset Station in June. These tickets from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And so normally we would do a song from the band that of the tickets that were given away.
Right.
However, you mentioned a sad story this morning.
Yeah, well, Janet Dubois from Good Times passed away. She's the one who actually sang also the theme song, helped write and sang the theme song. So we thought we'd do a theme song, not that one, a TV theme song this morning.
So if you can guess the theme of what TV show this theme is from.
Yes.
Then you're a winner. Here we go with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
All right.
Should be relatively easy. Yes, it should be.
All right, we got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather, but after that, start looking for a correct answer. Caller number 9. We'll start with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. One more time. Here it is. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Berlin with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Carla, we have Sean on the phone. Sean, can you identify by title that TV show theme?
Is it The Love Boat?
Yes.
Yes, it is, Sean. Good job. Yeah.
Originally sung by Jack Jones.
Jack Jones, yep.
And if you're behind the bar, you got to point the fingers.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Berlin in June. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line, and we'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
The way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Another shot at some Wham to put in your pocket. $100. This hour's Wham code word, Silverton.
S-I-L-V-E-R, ton, T-O-N, Silverton.
The easiest way to spell it, right there. Text Silverton to 59457. That is 59457, or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, Silverton is the Wham code word. Get it out there before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. One more time, Silverton. Text it to 59457. You have 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, I don't know how you relax at home, for the most part.
Yes.
There's a woman in Arizona recently tweeted a video that she's taking a bath in hot Cheetos.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's
now
weird.
Gone viral.
Yeah, it's weird.
A lot of people worried about the effect of the Cheetos, the hot Cheetos, on, well, the woman's sensitive parts.
You think? Gwyneth Paltrow? Jeez.
That's a lot of Cheetos, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite a few bags.
Gross. Yeah.
Here's something that I don't know if you've ever tried this or anybody else listening. The video originally posted last fall on TikTok, but it's making the rounds now. This 18-year-old girl filming herself cutting her own bangs when something goes wrong and she screws up. And listen.
Here's me cutting my bangs. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, I'm about to cut. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she cut them way too short or something.
That's why you don't cut your own bangs.
And freaks out and really doesn't realize that. I'm sure the hair has since grown back.
Yeah, but ladies, that's why there's ice cream and string cheese. You don't cut your own bangs when you get depressed. When he dumps you, don't cut your own bangs.
You don't, do you?
That's like the first rule of being a girl. So just so you know.
Once again, repeating.
Yes, do not cut your own bangs.
Okay.
Number one rule. Oh, Mike. Well, up in Washington, a marijuana dispensary owner recently fought off three armed men with bear spray. Yeah, he was closing his store, and three armed men entered, told him to open the cash register. Well, he opened it, and he grabbed his bear spray and just sprayed him with it. That stuff's like real. It's like mace.
Yeah.
And I think even stronger than mace. They couldn't even open their eyes. They could barely breathe. But they did get out. They got out and wandered away somewhere. There is a reward being offered for them. Just look for the guys with really red eyes.
That look like raccoons.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. This, and Mike, I'm only doing this story because it reminds me of something out of Chicago PD.
Mm-hmm.
Two off-duty Elizabethtown, Kentucky police officers, I can't even do his voice. They were enjoying a date night out. They're over at Raising Cane's. They just went over there.
Oh,
it was both their nights off. Guy walked in with a mask on and a gun and demanded cash before, you know, before he noticed there were two people sitting over there. I wonder what they are. Well, they're police officers, and they're married, and they jumped up, and he barely got out of the restaurant. They took him down, and they found out he actually stole the gun that he had from the police department.
That's right. Yeah. Not on our watch.
Not on our watch. It's not going to happen. I can't talk like him.
It's hard. This is our team, my team. I tell you how it goes down.
Exactly. Perfect. It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it every morning. We try to leave you with a little bit of good news because things aren't always so good.
No.
No, they're not. A lot of scamming going on lately. We talked about it earlier in the show. Well, police in Northern California are basically calling a cab driver a hero. They helped save a 92-year-old woman from becoming the victim of a scam that would have cost her $25,000. It's the IRS.
Wow.
Yeah. He picked her up and he said, where are you going? She said, I have to go to the bank. I have to take out $25,000. I owe the IRS. And he thought, wow. Okay. And he said to her, why? And she said, well, I got a call from them. And he said, hold on, pulled over, called the number and said, do you know this lady? They said by name. The guy was like, no. He said, I knew something was wrong. And she still didn't believe me. She said, no, I have to get the money out. So he said, let's go to the police station. Okay, and we're going to tell them your story. And they said, no, 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 do not. They took the number as well. And they said, basically, this guy is your saint, your hero.
Your knight in shining armor.
You. And she, you know, of course, she didn't have a whole lot, but she gave him a $50 gift card.
Nice.
She bought him a gift card. Awesome. It's really sweet. So good for her. She didn't have that money to begin with, probably. Probably, you know, that's what she somehow put away or was going to get. Oh, terrible. But yes, this was up in Roseville, California, just outside of Sacramento.
Again, just be careful. But if you have a feel-good story or a local superhero you want us to hear about, you can submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com or simply call us when we're on the air at 702-739-9636. Tell us your version of your feel-good story. 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, we did talk about scams earlier this morning.
Yes, yes.
Just be careful out there. They're all over the place. Envy Energy. There's a scam.
Yes,
they're working Envy Energy customers. Be careful.
Yes.
popping balloons. You talked about it yesterday. We had the audio this morning. And
right.
It sounds pretty cool, but whether it's something you really want to do, I guess if you have to do something, might as well be popping balloons.
Yes, why not? Why not? It's safe, right?
And ladies, I hope you were listening because Carla gave you the first rule of being a girl in...
Don't cut your own bangs. It's that simple.
Let somebody else do it.
Jeez, ever. Don't ever.
I thought everybody knew that, but yes? Maybe not. So. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have another Wham! Code word for you in about 20 minutes. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.